Okay. So I'm in evaluating what to release when, my lawyer is advising me that I need to get in the right frame of mind. And he also knows that there's not going to be much justice that comes with a legal justice system. Ergo, why many call it the legal injustice system. So we're thinking that it's better to do press, to go the press route. And me, I own and operate a newspaper. It's very, very small, but it is a newspaper. And I am syndicated. And so I have written up a story about, the last 12 years in Taiwan. And I want to have, I need to get my frame of mind right so that there's no venom at all. I have to obey, this is a thing. When you have something bad that happens in your life, there's a grieving process you go through. And you cannot move on until the grief is gone. That is normal. Everyone has that. And I have to finish what everyone has over grievances. I have a grievance and I need to grieve. And I need to get that out of my system and go past the point of grief where I'm in the next phase. And then I'm in the right frame of mind to do something good. And so for the most part, I mean, you don't want to go around with an axe to grind. You can't change the world if you got an axe to grind. It will cripple you and minimize you. You'll get a small mob of other people with axes to grind. Maybe you'll get some witch hunts, but it's not going to transform the world. And it's in whatever changes you do get made are not going to help at all. Look at the admittedly lacking progress from the civil rights movement after Martin Luther King Jr. That, you know, they keep saying there's no progress, there's no progress, there's no progress. Yeah, there's no progress. See, Martin Luther King came, he came with some tooth, but there wasn't venom in his efforts. He was aggressive. Oh my goodness, they had protests, they were aggressive. Some dogs are going after this guy and he leans into the dog and makes it look like the dog's really, really, really hurting him when the dog was just hurting him. Oh yeah, the picture went wild, went nuts. And a lot of it was, you know, playing the right games on camera. Oh yeah, the civil rights movement. I mean, Martin Luther King Jr. was brilliant and he was aggressive and strong, but he didn't have venom. He didn't have an axe to grind. You've got to abandon any venom and you've got to drop any axes, and then you can move forward with power and strength. But if you go with venom, you're just going to poison the punch. You don't want that. And after Martin Luther King Jr., the bee, you know, sweet honey sting. Okay. You know, the bee was gone. The honey was gone and it was just sting, sting, sting. And progress kind of stagnated, got kind of froze. I don't want that. I want progress to move. And so I'm trying to get myself in the right frame of mind, and I'm doing that as a writer. I'm writing up articles. I'm writing up stories that explain it the way it should be explained. I'm reviewing Martin Luther King Jr.'s letter from the Birmingham jail. I'm reviewing his frame of mind. And I'm saying, I'm not going to make a difference if I don't get in the right frame of mind. So from that, I'm looking at press stuff. And I am seriously looking at what I should be doing in both Taiwan's press and in America's press. And it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see how it pans out and specifically what culminates. But I would want to celebrate my newspaper in America because we need a newspaper. People are still complaining about the news. As I said this week in the editorial, that, you know, the problem with election fraud isn't government, It's in the news coverage of it. They just assert unfounded claims. Do you want to explain what those claims are and spell out why they're unfounded? They don't do that. News just asserts a conclusion without evaluating evidence. The reason we read news articles is we want to know what happened. We want to know why it's unfounded. This is the claim, and this is why it's unfounded. But they never go through that. Since the election, we had all these adjectives and modifiers and adverbs showing up in news stories. Unfounded claims, baseless accusations. Oh, since when are we describing things with so many modifiers? You're supposed to cut out the modifiers in news writing, dude. What? Since when did people abandon news writing practices by adding unnecessary words? If you've got to say it's an unfounded claim, or if it's a baseless accusation in your news story, if you've got to say that, then you haven't said what really happened. What you're supposed to do in news writing, journalism school is supposed to be teaching people this. It's in the news writing books that I've got. You're supposed to explain the accusations and prove that they're baseless without saying the word basis, without saying the word baseless, so that the people reading your story look at that and go, huh, well, that's baseless. That's because they have information. You're providing them with knowledge. You're telling them what happened that they didn't know before reading your article. But they're not doing that. They're just jumping to the conclusion. These baseless claims, it's going to mess up everybody. We're all in trouble. Huh, elections, that's just like Republicans. See, that's not news. But that's what's being peddled for news. If these are baseless claims, I want to know why. I'm starving to know why. I don't trust Republicans. But the news stories about election fraud aren't helping me distrust Republicans because they're not giving me any reasons. It's very frustrating. No, I'm not being facetious. I'm not being sarcastic either. I want facts. I want to know the facts. I miss Shepard Smith. Where's Shepard Smith? Shepard Smith would not be saying baseless claims. He wouldn't be talking like that. Shepard Smith would be going and evaluating why the claims were false. Why, you know, whatever. Maybe the claims weren't false, but he would be looking at least at evidence that, you know, suggesting that maybe election fraud claims were false. Shepard Smith would have evaluated that. The best argument for why the Republicans claiming that the election was stolen would have come from Shepard Smith. And maybe that's why he got canned. He resigned in frustration. He did that last newscast and just walked out. And that was, he was done. But I miss those days. I miss those days when the news was news. I really miss those days. So I want to celebrate a newspaper that's going to be looking at the facts. That's what I want to focus on. So if I'm trying to gear up so that I've really got the proper frame of mind, and then I need to know what to present as press in America and what to say to the press in Taiwan. And I don't want to cripple Taiwan, but I want to provide necessary accountability. We're operating under delusion that Taiwan's this cute little adorable poster boy. And I don't want Taiwan to amass that kind of power. It's like when Taiwan has the same dishonesty, the same attack against people's liberties and human rights. When Taiwan's doing the same thing on a small scale, they're cute and adorable only because they're small. But when they grow up and get big, they'll behave just like China if we don't deal with this. The goal is you don't have, this is the good guy forever, and that's the bad guy forever, and we're just going to fight forever. That's not helpful. Ben Carson was going after that stuff in the election primaries. So it's presidential primaries. So that was 2016. That's right. We can't, you know, no. It's not Taiwan versus China. It's good and evil everywhere. There's good and evil in Taiwan and good and evil in China. And we've got to stop going after Taiwan or China, taking sides with Taiwan or China. And we've got to be going after evil anywhere. Injustice anywhere is a threat to people everywhere. That's adapted from Martin Luther King, whom I'm emulating. See you next week.